let's get at this next day.
Good day.
It's like Tuesday, the 11th, is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. A lot of buzz on the Olympics, as one might expect. Latest situation here, let's see. America's in the fifth place. Russia's in fourth. Norway's in third. Neanderthals. I think I put an extra A in there. The Netherlands has found itself in second position. And Canada is in first place in the silver and gold department. All right, so women's skiing slopestyle medal events start about now. Let's see here. Men's cross-country sprint free starting at 8:30 Eastern time. Women's speed skating, the 500-meter, which is a long track, starts at 8:45 Eastern. Same time the women's cross-country sprint starts. What is sprint free? Anyway, you're not an expert in this anyway, Kenny. But do you know what the sprint free is? Or Michael, do you know what the sprint free is?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. William, the women's biathlon, which would be a, what, swimming and biking or biking and running?
It's a skiing and shooting.
Oh, it is? That's the biathlon?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
10 o'clock. The women's luge single start at 11 o'clock Eastern time. Men's half-pipe snowboarding starts at 12:30. Women's ski jumping, the normal hill, the individual starts at 1:15 this afternoon. All right. So let's see where we are. The USA's Julia Mancuso took home a bronze medal in the women's super combined downhill slalom skiing event yesterday. She was in the gold medal position after the downhill portion of the event, but finished half a second behind the winner, a lady from Germany. Canada's Alex Bilodeau made history in the men's mogul skiing, the one with the bunny hops sandwiched between two small jumps, became the first freestyle skier to win consecutive Olympic golds. The Dutch speed skating masters won their first 500-meter long track medal, first time in history, Olympic history. They did so in, a pretty good start here, sweeping the medal podium. So
nice.
That means all three of the winning, all three of the positions were taken by the Dutch. Team USA still has a chance for a first ever medal in, medal a day. When is this? Oh. So this is Mancuso and the bronze medal. Germany, the last country to accomplish the feat, did so in 2010. U.S. won medals on 15 of 16 days in 2010. So, at this point, we have won a medal a day. I guess that's what we are to assume from that, right?
Let's see what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Next couple of days are to help boost the USA's medal haul with a lot of favorites in events like snowboarding, speed skating, that sort of thing. Turkey is not in the top 10, sadly.
Oh.
Too bad. All right. There it is.
It's too bad.
It's the reality. Okay, so what else is going on here that is of interest and importance? Maybe we ought to, we'll spend a little more time later on the Olympics. Let's dig around now, though, in the Immigration Reform Department. Some plans that were leaked last week from the GOP winter retreat. Many people upset that it appeared that House Republicans were caving in on a bill that would include amnesty for illegals. Then late in the week, House Speaker Boehner said he didn't see a way forward on immigration reform, suggesting most Republicans didn't trust the president to enforce the new laws. So where does that leave us? What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Ken at DougSteffen.com. Let's see, Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show. How about we listen to, this is a host named Jay Weber. And what happens on this hour of the program is we take a lot of bits and pieces from news talk radio and television programs with opinions and information oftentimes. Yesterday we had Senator Chuck Schumer's voice on here, and now we have Jay Weber talking about Schumer's response to Speaker Boehner and what it says about the Democrats.
So Chuck Schumer says, hey, if the Republicans don't trust President Obama to enforce the new immigration package, we'll just pass it now and we'll delay implementation until 2017. Problem solved. We'll just wait until the untrustworthy guy's out of office and then it'll kick in. This tells you something about how the Republicans are now on the right path. It tells you something about how right we conservatives were to say, what are you stupid? Wait till 2015 at the least. Get back the Senate. I think this tells you how desperate the Democrats are getting in terms of the belief that they're going to lose the Senate. You have Chuck Schumer saying, hey, no worries. Let's just pass this now and we'll post-date it. You have advocacy groups that are saying that have been saying for 5 years, amnesty now, amnesty now, amnesty now, amnesty now. Yesterday they said, oh, Chuck's idea is a good idea. Let's just go ahead and pass it and we'll put it off till later. I think this speaks volumes as to what's going on. First, I want to point out that yet again the liberals in America are insisting on making a mistake that our European left-wing allies have already made. And in fact, those countries are now realizing the mistakes of their more liberal open borders and immigration policies, and they're going back the other way. This is like wind and solar. They're starting to realize the mistake of green energy and turn back the other way. The liberal left has this incredible ability in America to want to adopt lefty and socialist ideas from Europe. Oh, it's just wonderful. You know what they're doing in France? You know what they're doing until... It's something like this. Until it exposes what they're doing as wrong, then suddenly they put the blinders on. But the people of the EU countries and some of the most enlightened Western societies are now admitting it was a big mistake to just throw open their borders to new immigrants and refugees. Let's start with in a country that American lefties love to point to as a functioning socialist dream, Switzerland. A majority of voters in Switzerland over the weekend approved proposals that would reintroduce restrictions on the number of foreigners who are allowed to live and work in that country. This was a referendum on the changes to the country's immigration law, which was very liberal. And it's a rebuke to the Swiss government for allowing the laws to get this way. It was also a rebuke to the banking industry and business leaders who, similar to businesses here in America, lobbied, oh, well, we need more immigrants. We have to lighten our restrictions. This referendum said it was necessary if Switzerland was going to retain its identity in the face of immigration. The Swiss voted, yes, let's put more limits on immigration. Immigration has become a polarizing issue across Europe. More prosperous nations are growing worried that their welfare systems cannot handle an influx of workers from the economically weaker Eastern European countries. Far-right parties and anti-immigrant platforms in France, the Netherlands, the Norway have gained strength in recent years. And there have been sharp debates in Britain and Germany over limiting the number of immigrants. So these are all the enlightened societies, people, that the left in this country says we have to follow. France, the Netherlands, Norway. The Swiss initiative foresees annual quotas on the number of immigrants allowed to work in the country, as well as limits for specific sectors. It would also require that preference be given to Swiss applicants for open positions over immigrants. What a novel idea. That sounds so xenophobic and backward, doesn't it, folks? It's a country reacting to the very real mistakes that it made in the past by being too open with its immigration policies.
Why does there not sound like there's much passion in his voice? Do you think that it just sounds like he feels obligated to be discussing this, Kenny? It didn't seem like any passion in his voice.
Yeah, and a little bit too much buried in the talking points.
Yeah, like it's the same old stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, the issue is important, and I'm betting we'll have some callers on this at 888-302-3684. Good day at 4:15.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good Boston Massive responsive.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
888-302-3684. Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island about the Republicans changing their rhetoric on immigration reform.
Senator, a couple of weeks ago, House of Representatives, they issued a statement of principles that seemed to indicate that they were all in, if you will, on immigration reform. But then last week, Speaker Boehner said because they didn't trust the president to enforce all parts of immigration reform that there's a good chance nothing will be passed this year. What are the chances of immigration reform this year?
Well, we've already passed bipartisan immigration reform in the Senate. It was very difficult, but very, I think, reasonable and appropriate debate. We passed the legislation. It provides for not only increased border security, but a pathway to citizenship for those who've been here. It brings millions of people out of the shadows and makes them the taxpayers and puts them on a path that they choose to become citizens. And the big issue, of course, it was bipartisan. It was a strong bipartisan vote. Then, as you noted, the House leader, Speaker Boehner, appeared to say, we have principles and we're going to work hard to fill these principles. And then within a few days, the principles vanished. I don't think that's a good sign. I think the House has to commit itself to a recent debate about immigration reform, and they have to go ahead, I would hope, get a bill that's just not identical to ours, close to ours, and then we can iron out the difference in the conference and pass it. One of the things that was interesting in the immigration reform is the Congressional Budget Office scored the effects over a decade, and it would reduce our deficit by about $1 trillion because more people would be paying their taxes as they come due, more people would be paying fees to join the system to try to adjust their status. So from a fiscal standpoint alone, this is compelling, but from the need really to harness all of the talent we have to give people a sense of hope and opportunity, I think it's actually essential.
888-302-3684. I don't know about you, but I'm finding this to be extraordinarily boring. Kenny, just boring as could be. The same old God blessed yak. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
After the hour, do I throw cold water on things when I say this is boring? I guess I do, but it is boring. It's the same old stuff over and over and over again. Let's see if we can chase up a few callers and maybe we'll add something to the debate. 888-302 Doug, here is Michael in Ohio.
The biggest thing that I'm seeing the problem with immigration reform is we are the only country in the entire world that does not use a military to secure our border. And part of the reason why I know that is I lived in a community which was 90% illegal immigrants. And one of them got deported, and within 2 weeks, her husband had gone and gotten her and brought her back. In 2 weeks. So, to me, until that's fixed, it's open season. And as far as giving the people that are already here amnesty or an extended work visa like Ryan Paul wants to do, that is crazy. They need to be penalized. They know the laws. That's the gist of it all. Stick to our already immigration laws and secure our borders with military force.
888-302-3684. Carolyn in Indiana on Congress.
Yes, I think they should do something on immigration. Yes, I think they should do something, period. Talking about a pink slip, I think we ought to vote them all out. And I don't know why they come up with this thing. They don't trust the president to enforce a law, so they're not going to make any law. And he is enforcing the law on deportations. He's had more deportation of illegals than any other president.
All right, let's keep going here. Nothing new there. John in Florida, get something new to add?
Legalization, like Maynard was talking, is the same thing as amnesty. When you don't make them leave, it's the same identical thing. And the IRS is allowing these illegal aliens to file child earned income credit. Last year alone, they claimed $4.3 billion off of our income tax illegally for kids that hadn't even ever been in this country. And he said over the next 10 years is going to be like $20 billion that they're claiming illegally. And there's in Georgia, there's one place two blocks apart. They had 1,000 returns in each one that they're filing for all this. And they're stealing the jobs. They're stealing everything. They stole my grandkids' jobs. They stole my nephew's jobs. They're about to run my boys out of a little small business they had on the counter. They pay their help $25, $30 an hour, and they're out bidding them so low that they can't even buy the material for what they're bidding these jobs in. They're just destroying this country. And I don't know why these Republicans, if they vote for something like this, we're all going to start to drop out of the Republican Party, and they ain't going to have enough Republicans left to win anything if they give it to these illegal aliens.
Well, the problem is, sir, there won't be anything left. We've let this go so far. This is so out of control that we are not in control. They're more in control than we are, and they know it. Here's James in North Dakota on Good Day.
The largest minority group in this country is German. There's 61 million Americans of German descent. The Germans are completely invisible. From Pennsylvania, German country, to North Dakota. Their work ethic built most of the backbone of America, and most of the meatpacking plants and the dairies and the industries from where I came from, where Mexicans work today, were built by the German work ethic. And they're invisible because they assimilated, because they rejected group identity, they rejected linguistic separatism, and they dismantled their German language newspapers in Pennsylvania and in Chicago after one generation, and they became American. The melting pot is about the abolition of diversity. It is taking people and melting them into one common allegiance, one common language, one common heritage, one common history. That's what made us strong.
Wow, that's a pretty good call. What was the term that he used, Kenny?
Assimilate.
Yeah, but there was enough that there was language, what was it, linguistic assimilation. That's a great term.
Yeah.
Linguistic assimilation. You have to remember that. Linguistic assimilation. All right, that was the best call in there of the folks that we had. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offers 2/22/14, excludes clearance and e-rebates. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
My job to make you feel good about the day when I note the passing of Shirley Temple at age 85. It's not a good day. It isn't. It's not going to be a good day. At least, well, you know what? Here's how we can turn it around. Think about all of the pleasure that many, if not most of you, have gotten over the years from seeing Shirley Temple at the earliest stages of her life through the time when she did public service work. The smile on her face, the smile that she put on so many people's faces over the 8 decades of her being a public citizen. So maybe we take it that way, Kenny, instead of being sad. It is sad, but think about the good things that she did, what she brought to you, and maybe then we can put that positive spin on it that's necessary and good. So the passing of Shirley Temple, we note, on the Good Day program. 888-302-3684. All right, so what sort of thing do we have in our closet there? Open up the closet. Let's see what Facebook.com/Good Day and what Twitter has going for it in terms of the Olympics or immigration, whatever you have there, Kenny.
As far as immigration goes, Ralph says, don't trust Obama or Boehner. Don't let your guard down for a minute. No amnesty ever.
Well, yeah, that's fine. All well and good to say. But the reality is that all these people that are doing the huffing and puffing don't seem to have any sway over the people who are trying to do something about immigration, illegal immigration. It needs to be what? I love that term, immigration reform. What are you going to reform? What are you going to fix? The laws are on the books. You don't pay attention to them. So what are you, if you don't pay attention to the laws that are already there, what good are more laws? You know, these people aren't going to pay any attention. You heard the story 2 or 3 times in the last half hour. If you're just joining us, of people who were deported and other family members just go back to their country. If they're here legally and the other people are here illegally, just go get them and bring them back. I know stories of people who have come to this country, been deported, get caught driving a car without a license. Okay, so we send you back to where you came from. Within a month, 2 months, they're back here again. So you can say we deported more people than anybody else. The president has, he didn't deport them himself. He had the people who are in charge deport all these hundreds of thousands of illegals. Okay, so you deported them. How many of them came back is the question, isn't it? Isn't that the question?
Yeah. And we have no idea because we don't know really how many are here in the first place.
No. All right, what else have you got?
Oh, let's see. Barry says, our immigration system is not broken. It's just not enforced.
Okay. Please split the other hair for me, please.
And Nick says, John Boehner is useless as Speaker of the House because he can't control his own caucus. The GOP is finished as a united party.
The GOP under Boehner is a disgrace. Never thought he had much going for him. He certainly isn't cut out of the same cloth as many, if you go back in your lifetime, you think, I'm thinking in my lifetime, who have been the great House speakers. He's not one of them by any stretch of the imagination. He's intellectually just flat. He didn't have any real leadership. I don't see he's just a politician. He's not an inspiration. There's a difference between being a politician and an inspirational leader. He's a political hack versus being an inspirational leader. Who have been some of the inspirational leaders? Maybe you think about it that way. I'm trying to put a positive spin on all of this. Who would you suggest has been an inspirational leader of either party? 888-302-3684. Think back in your lifetime. Think back to other speakers, people that were running the Senate, people that were president. Who's the last inspirational leader that you felt we had? Really? 888-302-3684. All right, so you must have some Olympic comments there as well, Kenny.
Yeah, let's see. Marianne says, I'm enjoying watching the Olympics, but palm trees at the Winter Games, really?
That's where they're. Sochi is that kind of a place. Very nice place. If they get rid of all of the terrorists over there, they have a nice place. All right, what else?
Ron says, to Bob Costas, you don't look healthy. Let it go. The Olympics will survive without you. There are others who can anchor.
Why, did he get sick?
Yeah, he has some kind of infection. First it was in one eye for the start of the games, and he has to wear glasses because he can't wear contacts.
Really?
And now it's gone to the other eye, so it looks like he has pink eye in both eyes.
Oh, that's lousy. And he's done a terrible job coloring his hair. His hair looks silly, frankly. 888-302-3684. You got to wonder who's advising him. All right, what else?
We also on Facebook asked what your favorite part of the Olympics is so far. And Jay said it's the bobsled, and Joe says the women's slopestyle snowboarding.
All right, 888-302-3684. NBC's Sunday Night Olympics coverage got to 26 million people, even with the 26 million who watched the first Sunday in Vancouver 4 years ago. So second on the total poll was the CBS special about the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' performance on the Ed Sullivan Show. But it was a far cry from about 10 million people fewer saw the Beatles than saw the Olympics. All right? And by the way, Downton Abbey was third. For those of you who are wondering how it all shaped up. All right, so let's spend some time talking about the Olympics. Here's radio host Tony Cruz with Steve Futterman from CBS, who's over there, about some of the complaints. Once again, the Russians and the Olympics and blah, 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 blah. Anything. See, this is why some of this stuff is so boring. And this is why people are getting tired of listening to this sort of thing on the radio. Because instead of talking about the games, how long have people been complaining about how lousy the Russians have handled the build out and the security and that and that and that and that and that? I mean, it sounds like, okay, so let's listen to it. You make up your own mind.
How cool is it, though, for those who have to actually glide on the snow? I've been hearing some reports, particularly with the half pipe, a lot of snowboarders still complaining about it.
They are a bit, but, you know, they've been through, you have great conditions, you have less than great, you have difficult conditions. Remember 4 years ago in Vancouver, they had all sorts of problems. You know, you can't control Mother Nature. That's just the way it goes. But it's not like that. Remember Vancouver 4 years ago, they were talking about we have to delay things, we don't have enough snow.
Right.
What they have been doing here for some time, they actually stored the snow. They have, like we have wheat storage sometimes when there's too much wheat, they have snow storage to make sure there's enough snow at the Olympics. And again, snow is not a problem at all.
Yeah, you raise an interesting concern because we do tend to forget that other Winter Olympics have struggled and suffered these same kind of things. And that's a great point because I think maybe because it's Russia or whatever our relationships are right now, sometimes things get a little, I'm not saying from CBS, just a little slanted from those of us here in America regarding these Olympics.
Listen, there are some countries that I guess we poke fun at a bit more, and this is one of them. You know, I was thinking even the opening ceremony that everyone's been talking about, that snowflake that did not open.
Yeah.
4 years ago in Vancouver, the cauldron didn't work completely. They actually had a multifaceted cauldron, and one facet did not work. And people weren't asking me, gee, do you think the Canadians are able to handle it? Yet after the opening ceremony where one snowflake didn't open, people were saying, does that mean the Russians just aren't able to handle this? By the way, I think we talked before, it was a great opening ceremony.
Oh, it was really, really nice, I thought. Much better than I expected, just given some of the negative stuff that I started seeing from my friends there that were, or I should say, reporters there, except for you, of course. So now, where are we as far as attendance? Or is attendance higher than expected now? Because at first we were talking about how there's all these venues and they're empty and everything else. Do you see people coming, more and more visitors coming to Russia?
Well, initially those pictures were on Thursday, and I kept saying, listen, that's before the Olympics officially start. And so you don't get many people who show up sometimes at these early events when they start actually before we perceive the Olympics as officially starting. So since then, I was at the downhill yesterday, one of the great events of any Olympics, the men's downhill. That's sort of like the 100 meters in track and field at the Summer Olympics.
Right.
It was a pretty good crowd, around 80% there, but there were empty seats. I was a bit surprised. It could be because of security procedures. It's hard for people to get in. It might be the fact that Sochi is not just a place that people say is a must-do destination, so that may be keeping the foreign tourists away. That may be some of the reasons, but it's not what I expected.
888-302-3684. The International Olympic Committee has reversed a year-long ban against India imposed over corruption concerns, ending kind of an embarrassing debacle that will allow India's athletes to compete under their national flag now in this current Olympics. More about the Olympics from the Olympics in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790.
3790 for a great night's sleep.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle experts. Lots of couples will be looking to book weekend getaways for Valentine's Day. However, don't lose out on the chance to offset costs with travel rewards points because your card restricts you to airfare. Amy Tara Koch, lifestyle expert.
Many travel rewards credit cards restrict how you can use points or exclude popular dates you want to travel, like Valentine's Day. Use your travel points and celebrate Valentine's Day with a loved one. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card gives you the freedom to use points on a variety of travel purchases. With this card, points don't expire. There's no limit to the points you can earn, and there's no annual fee. Points add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, receive an annual 10% customer points bonus on total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account. The Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards card can help make your romantic getaway even more rewarding.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. 13 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Tuesday morning, Dara Howell of Canada has won Olympic gold in the women's slope-style skiing. U.S. Took silver there, and Canada took bronze. The count moving up. Canada now has 9 total medals. Netherlands, 7. Norway, 7. U.S., 6. And Russia, 6 in the top 5. Here's host John Williams, who thinks the skaters could learn a lot from the snowboarders over there.
I think a really good idea for the games this year has been the team skating competition. You get a chance to see the skaters more than once. They skate in a team event. So now the Americans all have a bronze, no matter what happens. And if they fall, it's just such a tragedy, isn't it, skating? These kids, since they're in diapers, are skating their whole life for an Olympic moment, and but for a fall or a set of nerves, it all just seems to be wasted. It's such a shame. So much pressure. God, nobody ever has fun skating. It's can you do a triple? And so now the team event just seemed to have people clapping and cheering, and even if you fall, hey, if you're a good skater on a good team like the Americans are, you got a bronze. Hooray! So I'm happy for everybody gets a ribbon at the Olympics so far amongst the skaters, particularly when you compare the skaters to the snowboarders. And some people don't think snowboarding should be a Olympic sport. How can you watch what those people do? Where they go down the hill, they do those 3 giant jumps. They do things in the air that usually people do when they're jumping out of crashing airplanes, and then they land. I mean, it's just spectacular artistry and athleticism. It's weird because when they get done, when they talk to the snowboarders, they don't seem to have all the anxiety and tension that the skaters do. Your mindset is built that the Olympics is once in a lifetime, twice, thrice if you're lucky, 3 times if you're lucky. But, you know, it doesn't come around very often for these athletes. And so the skaters, you know, have just poured all of their family savings into this opportunity. And then the snowboarders are like, dude, I stoked it. I don't even know what the language vocabulary is for these dudes, but they're total California. And when they fall, this is the funny thing. Like, they'll go over the thing, they crash, or they don't execute the turn properly, and so they don't make it to the finals. And they just kind of throw up their hands and go, well, I'm in Russia. It's pretty cool. So, it's all right. That's the attitude of the snowboarders. They're just so chill. In fact, they're so relaxed about it that it would probably help sell the validity of their sport if they'd be a little more anxious, but they're not. They're just having a good time, and you just aren't used to that when you watch the Winter Games.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so let's dig up some gossip, right? It's been a while, Kenny, since we had some really good gossip here we can chew on. There's a website which has revealed some of the details of an archive, correspondence back and forth between Hillary Clinton and one of her closest friends who has since died. The lady's name is Diana Blair. The documents that appear today in the Washington Free Beacon offer a glimpse of Hillary Clinton's mindset during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, as well as some other difficult moments through her husband's presidency. The people who donated the papers have credited Bill with Hillary as trying to distance himself. That is, Hillary gives Bill the credit, trying to distance himself from Monica Lewinsky. Mrs. Clinton referred to her as a narcissistic Looney Tune. Ms. Blair also said Mrs. Clinton told her a series of personal tragedies like the death of Vince Foster, the death of her father, death of Bill's mother, took a toll on their marriage. The documents portray Hillary as a strong, ambitious operative who had little patience for whiners in Congress. This lady was a political science professor, died in the year 2000, and now the collections appear in the University of Arkansas Special Collections Library. So you don't think that's going to be fodder for conversation today? Ooh. All right, here's something from a radio program hosted by a fellow named Martin Kilcoyne, who actually does a sports talk program. He's talking to sports analyst Howard Richards, used to be an NFL player, about prospect Michael Sam, NFL draft prospect Michael Sam, coming out.
Do you think it matters? A lot of folks have said, I don't care one way or the other, and I've made the point, you know, like when we had the first black baseball player, Jackie Robinson, it was a big deal. There are certain barriers, there are certain discriminations out there you got to get past, so somebody had to do it. Do you think it was a good idea? Did he need to do it?
I think for Michael Sam, I think he felt it was necessary to do. And I think for him, it's got to be a tremendous weight lifted off of his shoulders. I wondered about his situation myself, because I wondered if he would make the announcement, provided he made an NFL team after, you know, he made a club. And then I thought about that, wondering, you know, how would his organization, how would his teammates feel at this point with him making that announcement? You know, would they feel accepting of his situation, or would they feel somewhat betrayed by him, you know, deciding not to make this sort of announcement, you know, coming in to sort of test the waters and feel, you know, out his teammates and the coaches and all that, and then make the announcement. You never know how individuals, especially young men, will react, you know, to big news. And I think it's a lot for the general public to ask of young men, many of whom have not had, you know, solid upbringings. They have not had indoctrinations into, you know, the acceptable social graces. So it's just hard to say how people will react. I think given the fact that he made the announcement, now he has an opportunity to go through the interviews at the combine. He has an opportunity to go through the draft. He has an opportunity to go through mini camps, training camps, and then the season starts. You know, there's a lot of talk about everyone saying that it's going to be such a huge media circus. But, you know, by the time the season rolls around, I think it'll be less of a circus. And that's when it really matters, when it's time to play football. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But needless to say, it won't be easy. It's going to get a lot of media attention. And, you know, he'll just have to deal with it. I mean, not just Michael, but his family, his team, whoever that team may be.
The final bit of gossip comes from Washington. This may be the best one yet. Washington Post denying today a French newspaper's claim that the Post is going to run a story this week about a rumored affair between President Obama and the singer Beyoncé. The paper quoted a photographer as saying it will be published tomorrow. I can assure you that the world will talk about it. The newspaper says it has no plans to publish any rumors. It doesn't say the rumors aren't true. It just says it isn't going to publish them. But it doesn't make a difference now, because this is going to be everywhere today. Today is Tuesday.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.